You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is the 25th day of June, 2014. I'm Yovai's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Good afternoon, Ted.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the marketplace and what you see for the afternoon, the kinds of things you've been considering throughout the day and discussions you've had with your clientele.
Well, you know, everybody's concerned. They're just not quite sure how the whole acreage report is going to rock and roll when you come right down to the bottom side. So we've been talking about what happens, you know, with the acreage wild card. In other words, you know, if December acres come in below 90 or under 91.7, I think it's very likely we'll hit back to that 460 level. That's a 24% retracement. We may hit some pretty tough overhead resistance at that point because, you know, that retraces from the 514 and three quarters down to the 435. If we come in over, I would have to say I think 418 is in the game, 138% retracement of that same move. On beans, we come in under 82.17 million acres. I think we're back to 1250 fairly quick. And if we're over, I think that $12, which is around the 100-day moving average, and then maybe 1177, the 200-day moving average are there. So, you know, people have a lot to think about. And when you combine that with the grain stocks report, and, of course, the end of the month and the end of the quarter, it even makes things tougher. You know, on grain stocks, $3.7 billion is what the average guess is. You know, I think that, you know, if we come in under that, we probably look at 450. Over that, we look at $4 on September corn. You know, you and I talked about it this morning. Even if we come in at 3.7, we're still a billion bushels above where we were last year at this time. And on beans, you know, if you look at August beans, if we come in at under 3.87, I think 1450 is definitely in the game. We come in over that. And then I think, you know, we're looking at that 1340 and possibly even the $13 area on the 200-day moving average. So, and then you add to that the wild card of what happens to yield. You know, I mean, could there be many more things that could be affecting this?
Well, there could be, and I think maybe one of the things that might be on the top of the list, and I don't know whether this is the case or not, would be Russia, particularly what Putin has in mind for Ukraine. That still tends to be it just like the Mideast, it tends to be something that could move the marketplace pretty quickly, I would think. What do you think?
Well, I do. I think that, you know, when you looked at the fact that this morning they announced, you know, that some of the sanctions they were talking about putting in against Russia, and they're actually talking about true economic sanctions now, not just friends of Putin and things like that, are being delayed because Putin went and had the sanctions saying that they could use force in Ukraine removed. That has not changed the fact that the insurgents have still been fighting, and there have been people dying there today. But I do think, you know, that is something that lays in the background. We haven't been getting as much support from it lately just because it's been relatively quiet. And, you know, the export market is the same thing. When you look at, we had corn purchases today of 217,400 metric tons of corn and 58,000 metric tons of milo, which, by the way, China has imported 2.5 million metric tons of milo this year in contrast to about 6,000 last year. So, this is all for delivery 12 months from now after September 1st, but there's 58,000 metric tons of milo for delivery before August of this year. So could this be China? Yeah, it could very well be. And, you know, and that could be an indicator that, you know, China's just hedging its bets ahead of the report coming out on Monday.
Have you been seeing that AMS, Agriculture Marketing Service, report on Friday afternoon, Jackie, where they show the milo, sorghum, exports and what that thing looks like? That chart is incredible. I'll try to put it out maybe on the website, but it's, you know, it normally it looks to me like it runs at about an incline, at least in the way the chart's formatted, years past, at about 30%. Mm-hmm. It starts out at 30 and then it goes to 85% just straight up.
and that's China. I mean, you know, that's where, you know, we haven't seen the exports going in corn necessarily as much to China, but we know that they've shifted over to a tremendous amount of milo. And so that's good news. There's no question about that. It's underpinning. I think maybe they're playing the card that if we buy milo instead of corn, it won't have as big an impact on the grain market. You know, it doesn't appear. It isn't so obvious as it is otherwise. But Yeah, I think it's an amazing chart. It'd be great if you put it out.
We'll take a look at it, and I'll try to drop that back. I'll see if I can't find it again. South America, this should be a time where we're seeing beans from South America being shipped all across the planet. Is that really the case, or do they have other things in mind?
Oh, that's a good question, Todd, because everything I can find on South America is who really cares? We have the World Cup. We don't care about anything else. I mean, there's just virtually little to no information out there at all at this point in time because they're into the World Cup and that's about the way it is. So we'll get more information once the World Cup is over, I'm sure. And you know, they're still in the market. There's no place, you know. Then we can skip over to ethanol once. I think that's a pretty interesting place too. You know, the new ethanol report that came out today actually shows that we need 104.5 million bushels a week to be able to meet the USDA's expectation of 5.05. And then you look at that and say, wow, that's a pretty big goal. And then yet the EPA Administrator, Gina McCarthy, said she hopes to announce the 2014 renewable fuel standard soon. We're halfway through the year. Yeah, you know, let's get it done. But I think that if they do come up and they do kick the standard up, well, that'll help us. There's no question.
Bottom line at this time of year, though, generally, is that most people look to the weather and say, that's the deal. That's what makes the difference with the crop, especially for corn.
There's absolutely no question when you look at that, Todd. And we certainly have had a mixed bag here now since we got to the middle of June. You know, I talked to so many guys in the Northern Belt the last few days, you know, and we're seeing the water go down slowly in some areas. But, you know, there's no chance to replant corn if it didn't make it. So we have no idea how many acres are lost. And you and I talked this morning. They wouldn't even be counted in this report anyway. There are a lot of straight line damage wind out in Nebraska. I mean, just immense amounts of damage there to buildings and everything else. One guy told me today. He said, I'm not exaggerating. Our town only has 600 people in it, but he said every window on the west side of the homes, the buildings, and the businesses were all knocked out. That's how bad the hail was. And I also had people out there who had animals killed. Said deer, jackrabbits, you name it. It's really quite something. And then you flip that over and you go somewhere else in Nebraska and they tell you they can't believe how good the corn looks because they've been getting rain, you know. And so it's just such a mixed bag. We've got some corn tasseling here in Illinois. Ohio's telling me, you know, somewhere between 1.5 to 2 weeks from right now. Indiana's kind of in the same boat. You know, it's just I think we're going to get through this report on Monday and the end of the month and the end of the quarter, and then the focus will, depending upon what the report says, but even no matter what the report says, the focus is definitely going to go to weather.
Before I let you go, turn your attention to livestock for me.
Oh, what a wild and crazy place that is. Live cattle today were up pretty strong. They're waiting for cash. Feeder cattle put in new contract highs today again. Every time corn remains lower, we see new contract highs. And the hog market looked exactly the opposite. You know, they're taking positions ahead of the hog and pig report that'll be out on Friday. At this point, they expect 97.1% or 63.2 million head for hogs out there. Kept for breeding, about 5.9 million head, and kept for marketing, 57.3 million head. So that would be 96.8%. It's going to be interesting, and it will give us some idea, I guess, going into the report in terms of have we lost any feed when it comes to that side of the marketplace.
Okay, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.